Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Another edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. New week, new conversation about Southern Miss athletics. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio here in Hattiesburg, where it looks like it could start raining any second. Bob, Kelly, and Andrew, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, great supporters of Southern Miss and a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal any night of the week. Could there be movement in the Sun Belt Conference? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, we want to bring our good friend Jack Duggan, sports information extraordinaire, onto the Super Talk Eagle Hour to kind of take a backwards look at baseball. Nobody keeps up with baseball quite like Jack. And Jack, welcome back to the show. It's been too long, man.
Well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Jack, nobody breaks it down like you. Let's break down this 25 baseball team, and let's start offensively. Where did this team stack up with some of the best Southern Miss teams, and what were the strong points and maybe the weak points?
Well, I mean, it's probably, if I had to guess, probably top five all time. Most homers in a season, 106. The previous high was, 95, did that in 1997. Team finished with a 301 batting average, which they had, I think, one, two, three, four, five, six guys hit over 300, and five of those hit all of them hit 323 or better. So, we were very consistent in that regard. If you look, we have gone up nationally in hits, national ranking in hits. In each of the last, 5 years, I think in 2020 we were 136th in hitting. That was obviously an abbreviated season because of COVID. Then 21 we were 43rd, 37th in 2022. We were 23 in 2023. Then we went up to 19th in the number of hits we had. And then this year, heading into the College World Series, this team was ranked 9th in the country in hitting. So it's a team that could hit if I would say, what the negative, we probably didn't hit very well with the bases loaded. Probably a little under where we would have liked to have been in that regard. Maybe left a few too many left on base. But other than that, I don't think you could quibble much about the offense, during the 2025 campaign.
Jack, I don't suppose you – is there anywhere to look up or a software or anything like that to look up just – the numbers overall of runners in scoring position of how they hit? Like, I know Stat Broadcast gives it to you game by game, but is there like a secret place that people?
No, I've got a secret place. I'm not telling you where it is, but I've got a secret place. That's why it's secret, Andrew.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you this: what was the batting average with if you can share it? That is.
Well, I guess I can give it to you. Hold on.
I knew we'd know.
I gotta see them. Hold on.
Are you going to your secret place, Jack?
I'm going to my secret stat. We hit 183 with the bases loaded. Oof.
Wow. And 300 plus overall.
Yes.
Well, that says a lot there.
But when you're getting on base a lot, too, though, that can, in some ways, not every way, of course, but in some ways be a little deceptive. But,
you can take that both ways. And we couldn't, but you can also say we got a lot of traffic on base during the year, and that's the way I would look at it. I mean, we scored 454 runs you know, for the season, we averaged almost 8 runs a game. So, you know, we did a lot right. So,
I still contend that the pitching staff had the ability, you know, to be as good as a lot of the squads in the past. But let's look at those numbers, Jack. How would you compare this staff, top to bottom, starters and relievers all combined, compared to some of the other teams we've had in recent memory?
Well, I think, you know, I've always, for me, I think a good pitching staff, I think, has to have a 4.0. A really good pitching staff has to be right at about 4.00 earned run average a game. And we finished, I think, 4.03. And, you know, I mean, I think we were right there. You know, I thought at times we pitched very well. At times, you know, we showed our youth at times. But, you know, for the most part, you had J.B. Middleton on Friday, and he ate up a lot of innings. And, you know, he was a guy that, you know, he threw, what, 105 innings. He punched out 122. You know, he let our bullpen rest that first night for the most part. And then you had Matthew Adams, who emerged as our Saturday guy, who pitched really, really well towards the end of the regular season. In fact, you know, won his last three conference decisions. Got a no decision, I think, at Troy, but we ended up winning that ball game. You know, unfortunately, he had some bad luck in the regional and both starts that he had there. But he was a guy that was very consistent for us. Graydon Harris, a freshman, who was, I'd say, a little bit more inconsistent, but I think got stronger as the season went on. I think you see what he did against, what, Columbia the second time we played them. You know, he pitched really well in the conference tournament, I thought. He's a guy who I think has a great upside. I think Camden Sundstrom, another freshman, great upside. And then, you know, you look in the pen, you know, Cross Sively, you know, once he settled into his relief role there late, he was solid for us. And then Colby Allen, you know, he had a couple of bad outings there, but he was lights out, you know, towards the end as well. So, you know, we had 6, 7, 8 guys that really pitched well for us, I thought, this year. I think, you know, our younger guys, you know, our freshmen probably struggled a little bit on the mound, but, you know, I think those guys got some valuable innings too. And I think, you know, for the most part, I think we pitched it really well during the year.
You know, you go look back to that, was it, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the Sunday night game against Miami, wherein you had the unexpected change at short and third base. That was right.
Yep.
And then you had a lot of freshmen throwing, and you could see you could get a real picture, Jack, of the youth of the baseball team and what one would think is the immediate future of the baseball team. And certainly you'd have to take encouragement from the way those kids performed.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were pretty talented. We weren't you know, we probably were 12, 13, you know, maybe 14 deep position player-wise. But, you know, I thought the guys that when they got their opportunities for the most part stepped up. You know, you mentioned Ty Long. You know, you had Seth Smith and Dre Barrett who took turns at third base. I think both of them, you know, had good years. You know, I think, you know, Davis Gillespie struggled there late, which is probably the reason why he didn't play as much down the stretch. And but he's a solid player, and he's going to come back, and he's going to come back re-energized, I'm sure, next year. So, you know, I just felt like that we had guys that when they were given their opportunity, that they had a chance for success.
Jack, for the listeners, I don't think most people don't realize how much of this baseball team you watch and you're around. But so I ask you this question because you've, I would argue, have way more insight than me. But for the newcomers, and newcomers being freshmen or transfers, in the lineup, who surprised you the most? And then in the pitching staff, who surprised you / impressed you the most?
That's a good question. I'm gonna look at my stats if I can, Andrew. I may cheat a little bit.
He's going back to his secret place.
He's got his
secret place. Well, I think offensively, I think Jay Cook. You know, I think if we go back to the preseason, even go back to the preseason press conference that Coach Ostrander had, talking about guys, and you know, he flat out said, you know, Jake Cook possibly could be the best center fielder that we've ever had. And you know, I mean, those are big words, because we've had some tremendous center fielders. I think he definitely defensively was as good as advertised. I think offensively he was much better than I could have ever dreamed for. I mean, he was flirting with 400 there for a while. You know, the guy finished at 350 to lead us in hitting during the year. You know, but he showed some pop. But you just look at that play that top 10 play that he made there in early May, where he jumped over the wall and he robbed that home run, and you see why, you know, professional scouts are very, very high on Jake Cook. And I think offensively he probably was the biggest surprise for me.
Hold that thought, Jack. We've hit a break.
Okay.
Hold the thought about your pitcher. Go back to your secret place. Pull out some more nuggets for us.
Okay, fair enough.
And stick around for the second segment. More with Jack Duggan coming up on the other side of the break. I'm looking at Kelly, and for some reason it reminds me of one of our great sponsors, Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg.
I never met a beignet I didn't like.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Or a buffet that I didn't like.
We have no buffet sponsoring the show. Okay. Stick to the beignets, Kelly. Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. We'll be back with the old left-hander, Jack Duggan.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Storms moving in the Hattiesburg area, so if you're out and about, you might want to keep an eye out up to the sky. Looks a little nasty behind you, Mr. Center.
It always does. That's my car.
Oh, yeah, but I was talking about the weather.
Sorry.
Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Speaking of cars, Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. You can visit the new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And you can never get enough of the old left-hander on the Eagle Hour, so you can listen to him again tonight on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and it will be right there for you. All right, we'll go back to his secret location, deep somewhere in a bunker on the campus of Southern Miss. Jack is digging up interesting stats. All right, go back to the pitching question that Kelly asked you, Jack. What pitcher jumps out that maybe had a surprise year for you?
Well, I don't know if it's a surprise year, but a guy who I thought would be good, but not as good as this. I mean, the year that J.B. Middleton had, I mean, you know, he was the Friday night guy, okay, from the get-go. And, you know, you got to about March and you go, yeah, this guy's going to be pretty good. And then you got to about mid-April, late April, and you go, you know what, this guy might be as good as anybody we've had. I mean, you think, guys, pretty good Friday. I went from him being a pretty good Friday night guy to him being lights out Friday night guy. I know you guys have gone over his numbers, 10-1, 231 ERA, you know, both you know, tops, you know, top 10 in the country. I don't know where he sits today. I mean, through 105 innings, he gave up only 65 hits and only 25 walks. His WHIP of .85 was probably third best in the country. You know, and opponents hit 174 off of him during the year. And even when he didn't pitch great, they weren't really touching him during the year. And I think, you know, I think he was probably my biggest surprise, at least. You know, I mean, you could probably say Camden Sundstrom. You could probably say Graydon Harris. But for me, the way that he pitched, especially down the stretch when we needed him to pitch well, he certainly did that. And you know, and that's why he's, you know, regarded as one of the top 40, you know, draft prospects, you know, coming up in next month's draft. In fact, he and Jake Cook, I think they'll be in the draft combine starting tomorrow for, I guess, what, 4 or 5 days out in Phoenix, Arizona. So, maybe that's a cop-out answer, guys, but I mean, to me, that's kind of – he's the one that stood out most to me. Maybe him or maybe Landon Payne, the way that he pitched, especially later in the year. You know, 47 strikeouts, just 6 walks in 32 and two-thirds innings. He would probably be my runner-up.
So for us Southern Miss fans, the season might be over, Jack, but a lot of these players, they're right back at it in summer leagues across the country. Can you bring us up to date as to where some of the Eagles will be playing this summer?
Well, I can tell you that we've got – to my knowledge, we've got 7 guys that are playing this summer. Teague Broadhead playing, he and Cole Richardson playing up in the New England Collegiate Baseball League with the Ocean State Waves. Cole, in fact, pitched last night, and he's pitched a couple of times up for Ocean State. Pitched, I think, pretty well last night. You got 3 guys that are going to play for the Acadiana King Cutters, and these are two summer programs that, you know, our guys traditionally have made appearances with. Acadiana in Youngsville, Louisiana, just outside of Lafayette in the Texas Collegiate League. You got Coy Clements, the local product, he's playing there. Brooks Willoughby has played there, and I think Michael Wascom is going to play there. I don't think he's on the roster yet, but I think he's going to play there a little bit later this summer. Then you've got Seth Smith, who's playing in the Appalachian League for the Danville, Virginia Otterbots. I'm not sure what an Otterbot is, but I'm sure if we went and looked it up, we could probably figure that one out. And then Ty Long is playing in the Valley League up in Virginia. He's playing for the Harrisonburg Turks, waiting on him to kind of get up there and playing for them yet. He has not played as of yet. But those are the 7 guys that we've got that were on the 25 roster that are expected to play, you know, collegiate summer baseball.
An Otterbot is a otter that is that is a robot.
Oh, well, there you go.
Robot.
Yes, the otter.
But he's an Otterbot.
Yes.
Oh.
I think a lot of times baseball teams go a little bit too far in getting creative.
They have the coolest names, though. Some of the coolest names are in minor league baseball, I think. Jack, how do those kids get placed? Is that something that Coach Oz and his staff decide that this particular player needs this type of work? How does that all come about?
You know, I think it probably delves down to probably relationships that they have. Because if you see, you know, traditionally, you know, we'll have a kid or two playing Acadiana. I'm sure we know somebody down there. I don't know how all that works. I've never really dug in deep in that. You know, a lot of times, you know, I think we typically have a guy or two that play in the Cape. We don't have one this year, though, at least not at this juncture. At least guys that were on our team this past spring. But I think, you know, I think it goes down to relationships and who you know and trying to, you know, it's all about placing your kids somewhere where they can get some innings and work on maybe a part of their game that maybe they didn't get a chance to work on. You know, you look at a kid like Coy Clements, you know, who's just finished his freshman year, or Teague Broadhead. This gives them a chance to play against some competition at this level and get some a little bit more prepared for when they come back in the fall and they get ready for next season. So, you know, it gives them it's all about repetitions and at bats and innings and all that kind of stuff that helps you hopefully get better as a player and learn more about the game.
All right, you and your colleagues now, Jack, transitioning slowly to the football season, and I don't want to speak for you, but I do want to ask you about how the transfer portal and NIL deals and all this. I can only imagine with rosters being in such flux all the time in every sport that it has only made your job even tougher.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, you know, you're trying to put together, you know, something that people, you know, can put their hands on, that they say, okay, this is our team. You know, my job is to make sure that you know, we get all that information out. We try to get it out as accurate as possible and as timely as possible. And you know, it's just the way that it is now. And you learn to adjust and adapt, and you just do the best that you can.
But am I being too dramatic when I say it could literally change week to week?
Maybe that's a little bit too much.
Okay.
I mean, I think maybe. I mean, certainly year to year, and maybe from fall signing to spring signing, you might have a little bit. But I think we're all still trying to figure all this out.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's a you know, for a guy that's been doing this for, you know, over 30 years, it certainly is different. I will definitely say that.
I mean, it used to be when you had your freshman class listed there, the next year all you had to do was change the F to the S. They were going to be your sophomore class, but now it's everybody's brand new all the time.
I miss those days.
now it seems like you got to take a college class on just to figure out what class the student athlete is in, because you know, sometimes you think he might be a sophomore and he's a second year freshman, or you know, because you got COVID, you got to throw in there, and then all these other rules that they're throwing at you, like, you know, does the kid's junior college count, or you know, I'm still trying to figure all that out, you have to lean hard on your compliance staff to help you as well. And you know, fortunately, we've got some great compliance people that help us out. And so if I have a question in that regard, I can go to them. So, it's just like anything, man. You just got to learn. You just got to adapt to what your surroundings are and just do the best you can.
Well, I'm sure the new, what are we going to call them, designated players from the roster limits is just another fun new dynamic that you have to figure out with building new rosters, right, Jack?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the one good thing, man, is you can just, if you got to cut somebody, you just cut them and you move on. I mean, that's why you put a date on the bottom of your roster so you can keep up with which one you're doing. So you go, okay, is this the most up to date one?
Jack, you're always the best, man. We appreciate you. Real quick, about 10 seconds before the break, you got any tips on how to get through the mourning process that all of us baseball fans are going through now that the season has ended?
Well, just to get up and just, you know, just enjoy baseball in general. That's all I can say. That's what I'm trying to do. So, yep. And just know that it'll be here before we know it again.
I swore off of baseball when we got eliminated, and then as a result, I've watched about every game in the Super Regionals and the World Series. So much for that, the determination, right, Jack?
Well, enjoy, because it's good baseball. And
you're right.
We're just lucky that we've got as good a program as we do.
Always fun having you on the show, my friend.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great rest of your day.
All right. Jack Duggan, everybody. Sports Information Director at Southern Miss. Does a fabulous job, by the way. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, a big thanks to our buddy Jack Duggan for joining us in the first half of the show. We get him on more, but he's so busy all the time. And so we try to grab him when we know he's getting a little bit of downtime. And Man, he deserves it.
You know, I was talking about making this transition out to football, and it's got to be a nightmare. Because, I mean, when you look at social media, and this player says they're coming, and this player's leaving, and like I said, in the old days, and I know it is what it is, he made that point, but it used to be where you knew who your freshmen, you knew who your sophomores were going to be next year. But golly,
you can watch your team grow, and you well anyway. They'll need to get back on.
Yeah, there's just so much transition and fluidity in sports now.
A couple quick things I want to tell everybody about. First of all, is Be Quick. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road, and receive your free Buffalo decal. Place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for your decal, and if they spot it, you can win a lot of great prizes, including an offshore fishing trip in Biloxi.
I actually was in there Saturday, and where you need to look is right behind the cash registers. They've got the big TV screen there, and they'll have the license plates there of the winners so far.
So that's a great chance to win. Another chance to win, Andrew Abbott will cut your grass four times this summer if you get a Pine Belt News prescription for fit. Is it $35, the local, or the $55 that requires
$35 is come local, $55 is not local, which local being Lamar and Forest counties. And look, that's a subscription not just to the physical paper, but online as well.
Isn't you that where everybody reads it now, too, pretty much?
You know, I'm going to say no, because I think that's counterintuitive. But, hey, as long as you're reading it.
Right. And to correct you, Bobby, not to make fun of you, but you said prescription, and I understand at our age.
That's right. I think a lot about prescriptions. I sure do.
I do, too.
For the subscription of 50, is it the $55 one before you'll come out? You have to sign up for the $55.
I'm not coming out anywhere.
He's not a very friendly guy.
Boy, he's adamant about this.
If they gave me like a little pay bump with these subscriptions, like for everyone, I might. You could talk me into that, but I don't.
Okay.
Therefore, more of a reason to go.
You would have write your boss's name down. I'll give her a call when the show's over.
I mean, she'll probably agree with me.
I got you. All right, lots of movement, Andrew. Let's first talk about some new faces on the Southern Miss baseball team, in case our listeners don't know.
Yeah, they picked up three portal players over the weekend. So to recap, they lost Cal Culpepper and Caleb Hughes to the portal. This was a couple weeks ago. And then they picked up Kyle Morrison, who was the starting third baseman for South Alabama. And now they've got three over the weekend, two pitchers, and then another outfielder slash designated hitter. So Caleb Stelly is the the best hitter returning for UL this upcoming season. Hit .302, I believe, with 8 home runs and 12-13 doubles. I mean, that's a really good bat to get. Plus, he plays the outfield. Was primarily a DH guy, kind of a 2-year starter for them. So that's a pretty good get. And then the pitchers, one was Thomas Crabtree, who some people might be familiar with because he pitched at PRCC as a true freshman, recorded over, I think it was 105 strikeouts, making him the first PRCC pitcher to eclipse 100 strikeouts since 2008.
Oh, listen to this.
But at Tennessee this past year, he threw about 50 innings, had a 3.0 ERA, 20 strikeouts, 5 walks. Most of his work was in kind of the forgettable midweeks. But still promising stuff. He only threw once during SEC play, so I'd like to think that's a pretty good get. I mean, it seems like they'll be able to plug him in some capacity right away and not have to. I think he can do a lot because obviously we saw what he did as a true freshman at PRCC, but it seems like they don't have to develop as much, and you can kind of plug him in some different roles, especially with the draft upcoming. And then the other transfer was a transfer from Arizona State, Jake Neely, who didn't really pitch that much. His numbers are not very memorable, but a sophomore that they add that throws in the mid-90s.
That they feel they can develop, undoubtedly.
I would think so. That's probably the idea, but we'll see. To my knowledge, he didn't have any direct ties to Mississippi. I was trying to figure out what the connection was. Mm-hmm. So
he might have some green ties now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they all have that now. But
and then, guys, this rumor comes back up, and Andrew, I know you've reported on it about Texas State. Excuse me, going to the Pac-12. It's hard to keep up with it now. And being replaced by Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, I reported on this back in the fall. and it's not very much different. Now, of course, at the time, it seemed like there was a bit more movement and it was going to happen more right away, but nothing has really changed, except it seems that there's more movement because of the school year ending. I mean, the talk of Texas State going to the Pac-12, I mean, I talked to some Sun Belt officials that said that they thought it was going to happen as soon as the baseball tournament ended. I mean, it's mm-hmm. there's a few people who feel the deal is basically done. How I don't know how true that is, but my story was more focused on here's what happens if Texas State leaves, and the top two candidates that had been discussed by Sun Belt officials were Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky. Of course, according to reports now, Louisiana Tech has seemed to have picked up more momentum, but I think losing Texas State for the Sun Belt is a bit of a loss because you lose that Texas market. They're competitive in everything. I mean, there's just a lot of reasons.
And there's going to be they're going to have to pay a hefty chunk to get out. And they're talking about leaving like now and starting right away.
How far has the Pac-12 fallen? I mean, it was a historic
league. What's the Pac-2, essentially?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I think it's the Pac-8 now.
Because I did hear him say the other day, watching the World Series, that Oregon State is now an independent in baseball. Did they leave the Pac-12?
That's correct, because they didn't want to be in the Mountain West type of baseball conference. I mean, it worked out for them, obviously, because they got to the World Series and hosted. I mean, they're, you know, baseball is not of their other sports are not of the level of a baseball. I mean, that's a program legitimately competing for a national championship.
Correct.
And the Pac-12, as we knew it, had gotten down to Oregon State and Washington State.
Correct, at the time.
Right.
Now I believe they're at 8 schools, 7 football. They need an eighth one to be to get their media rights, which is why the Texas State deal would happen quickly. At the time, it seemed like Texas State kind of dropped it, but they couldn't get UNLV to join the Pac-8, is my understanding of reading other reports. But they did add Gonzaga and basketball only, so that was kind of I think that's a pretty good move for them. But
Colorado State, Utah State.
I couldn't tell you the current configuration.
I think Boise's in there as well.
I'll pull it up.
It's just insane, isn't it? It's just crazy.
Well, I mean, I can't really keep up with it. I think so. It's Washington State and Oregon State. I think Boise State, Fresno, Colorado State, Gonzaga, San Diego, Utah State.
Yeah,
That is quite a fall from their glory days.
The problem that Texas State ran into is because Utah State and UNLV are kind of they're together in everything they kind of do, and so UNLV did not want to leave the Mountain West. Utah State obviously left, and so that was the hold up, which is why I think this has picked up more momentum again, also because of the school year happening. But I was told back in the fall, the thought process was Texas State is 90% out the door. That was in the fall. This is not a surprise for those dealing with this.
If the choices for the Sun Belt are Western Kentucky and Louisiana Tech, I vote for Tech. I think they're a better fit.
I see both sides of the coin. I think if you're Southern Miss, you would prefer Louisiana Tech because it helps you out. It's cheaper ties. However, you're losing the Texas market. Gain the Kentucky market. Western Kentucky has money, unlike Louisiana Tech. They're very good in basketball. They're good in a lot of sports. They're pretty solid in football, too. I mean, they would be a contributing member right away.
Mm-hmm. Their fan base is nasty, though, in Western Kentucky.
They're pretty vocal.
Yeah, they have. And you have to wonder what sort of political games La Tech has been playing to get back in the good graces.
Oh, yeah, because they left it nasty. And honestly, when the conference realignment was happening back in 21, they kept it nasty.
Yeah, and so you have to wonder what bridges have been repaired or what has happened there. And what role Monroe has played here, because Monroe has always been behind closed doors, but they've never been a big fan of Tech coming into the same league.
UL has never been a big fan of it either because they didn't want to have to deal with the recruiting side of it. But I think more of the schools from the West are actually batting for Louisiana Tech because they want to keep it a bus league. I mean, that's the idea of joining the Sun Belt, right? However, again, I wonder if because I don't think the Western Kentucky move will happen anymore based off of the current reports, and it does seem like it's Louisiana Tech's, you know, they can say no, or at least they'll get the first choice. But if, let's say it was Western Kentucky, what does the East and West now look like? I guess, does Georgia Southern move into the West? Because you're going to lose a Texas State team in the West, so you got to gain one because Western Kentucky is going to be in the East. I mean, there's no question about that if that were to happen.
Yeah, but Tech would definitely be in the West.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So who also moves over? You know, what does that look like?
Hmm. Well, stay tuned until tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is that fluid.
Speaking of Louisiana Tech, Mike Federico has joined the Louisiana Tech baseball staff as the director of player development.
So he may be coming back to the Sun Belt sooner than he realized.
I think you're right.
And now working for another former Southern Miss coach at Louisiana Tech, Lane Burroughs.
Hey, don't forget about MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, 7329 U.S. 98 West. And what a great place for your home, for your lawn, for your garden. Great staff, great facility, really beautiful store at Kelly. And stocked to the brim with everything for your home, your lawn, your house.
If you use it in, on, or around your home.
There you go. This is why Kelly's in the media. It's amazing.
Highly paid.
From the Southern Bank Core Studio. We'll be right back.
Andrew's going highly paid.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Always a pleasure having Jack Duggan on the show. We really do appreciate that. Coach Oz is going to be with us Friday. We're going to wrap up once and for all. Once and for all, we're going to move on past baseball this Friday, but it'll be a good season wrap up. And hopefully by then, these guys, correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, but these guys we just mentioned, they're not actually signed yet. Is that correct?
I would think not yet.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's still all, you know, they've said they're committed, quote unquote, on social media and whatnot, but verbal commits and signings are two very different things, which I think people do sometimes forget.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill, the Shadow of the Rock, great place for lunch 5 days a week. Now the baseball's over. Get back to eating lunch at 4th Street. Really good hearty food. Working guys in there, makes you feel good to work. You know, be around those kind of men. They're the backbone of the earth, in my judgment. And then D-Bat on Hardy Street. D-Bat, a great place to take your kids for baseball and softball training. I guess, Kelly, you could take them, let them do a little workout at D-Bat, then swing by Mo Bay Beignet and buy them a beignet. Probably make for happy kids.
I think what kids wouldn't even know what a beignet is, so it would be a way to educate them as to what they were. But we want to thank D1 and D-Bat, rather, because they have just renewed their sponsorship of the show.
We're grateful to them. Very grateful to them for this part. There was another piece of news we overlooked.
Yeah. So Southern Miss softball assistant Izzy Worden, who started off as a GA and I think has been a full-time assistant there for 3 years, was named the head coach of Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College.
Wow.
I think she's maybe 28, 27.
That's a pretty good job.
Not much older than me, if not the same age. She is an alum there, though, it is worth pointing out. So that means softball will have to have two assistant they have two openings on their staff right now.
And you're working to get the softball coach on the show this week, right?
I'd like to. And then they've had four girls hit the portal. I think the biggest loss of that, though, is Maddie Weeks, although she was a grad student entering the portal. So think Will McGillis got her degree here and then hit the portal because She just has an extra year because of the Pavia rule. Mm-hmm. She commits to McNeese State.
Now, Kelly, you got any beach volleyball news?
No, nothing. All's quiet on the beach.
Thought we'd throw it out there.
Although I do want to tell the girls at Mississippi Gulf Coast who are going to be playing softball that any coach named Izzy Warden, that's really close to Lizzie Borden. So
don't make her mad. Does that ring a bell with you, Andrew?
No, you got me on that.
Google that.
Lizzie Borden.
Murdered her family with an axe.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, I hang out with the cream of the crop, don't I, Bob? The upper crust.
You dated Lizzie at one time, didn't you?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
For those of you who don't know,
I almost lost my head.
Lizzie Borden died in 1927. Please don't mistake Izzy Warden.
No, I'm just saying you don't want to make her mad.
Y'all were just teenagers in love back in 27.
Kelly.
Those were the days, man.
She has not even, she's trying to put a team together. Come on, don't put bad mojo out there for her.
Well, no, I do want to lay it out there, you know.
Missed that goal? Whack!
I said, keep your head down. How about on the ground? Andrew's just shaking his head.
Andrew, you got a comment?
I'm gonna keep it to myself.
You're under contract, Andrew.
I'm not under contract.
Oh, okay.
But I'd like to stay on the radio.
Yeah, you have to think, though, you know, going back to kind of tie up the baseball conversations, that Southern Miss is in a position now with the way that the program has been built and sustained that they can be razor focused on what particular areas that they want to go after. And because of all indications we get from insiders and even from people in the league outside of Southern Miss that say the collective for Southern Miss is in good health,
yeah,
that mm-hmm. that Southern Miss is really in good shape now to be able to cherry pick exactly who they want to fill those spots.
And a telling of that is, I mean, these portal guys, especially a couple of those portal guys, I'm sure are not cheap. Being able to, we talk about, yes, the culture is a big part of it, but the fact that they're able to retain so many players, that's a lot of it. And I mean, and Oz has said this before, I think in press conferences, it's a big deal for him to go into a room and say, everybody on my team has an NIL deal. I mean, that's, there's not many mid-majors, or I would even argue Power 5 or Power 4s that have that. So,
and I think that Crabtree, going after Crabtree at Tennessee, and he's going to be on the show next week once everything settles down, but I think he is a J.B. Middleton-type guy in the sense that, I'm not saying the skill set is exactly the same, but he's experienced as a starter. He's been through big games as a starter. This is a guy that you probably can pretty much give the ball to and say, get us a win sometime throughout this weekend. And look, it's going to be really hard to whoever to fill the shoes of Middleton.
One name that has been really quiet, Andrew, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this last 30 seconds, is Monastir. We heard very little about Monastir. Do you anticipate any chance that Nick Monastir would come back?
I would be surprised, because if he does come back, I don't know how much higher he can raise his stock. Now, however, if they can match, which I think they might be able to do for almost everybody except for JB going into this draft, some guys are going to have to make decisions, and you have to wonder if the way they left the season makes them want to come back to try and do it. But I think that's also wishful thinking. But we'll see.
What is the timetable real quickly?
July 13th is when the draft starts.
So that's it.
And I'm not convinced the Eagles are going to lose Cook. I'm not.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope you're right.
I think there's a chance they could, but I, again, more on the wishful thinking side, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did either.
Yeah, that'd be good news.
For sure.
All right, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. As always, thank you very much for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid?
Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.